The Museum. The museum in Solferino that was opened in 1931 is largely made thanks to the goods donated by Gaudenzio Carlotti from Cavriano. The windows of the entrance hall are reserved for the display of weapons with models from the late 18th century to the mid-19th century. In the one on our left, we see some models of rifles with their bayonets, which belonged to the French and Austrian armies. Among the various exhibits arranged in the window on the right, it is interesting to note two battlefield rockets which were supplied to the Austrian army. Upon entering the central hall, the window on our left shows two complete Zouave uniforms, which are well characterized by the large red trousers and by the tight-fitting blue jacket. In the vertical part of the window at the center of the wall, stirrups and various friezes are arranged. On the lectern we can see some personal booklets supplied to the French soldiers and other everyday objects, such as flatware. In the lower part of this window, we can take a look at three puppets with red-blue uniforms of the French soldiers. They had been handmade thanks to the skill of some soldiers and were used for simple representations in moments of rest and waiting. Further on the same wall, we find a showcase dedicated to the Austrian uniforms, where the white jacket stands in stark contrast to the red-blue uniforms of the French. At the center of the room, there are a 4 pounds rifled barrel cannon supplied to the French army and a 150mm smooth-bore Austrian howitzer. The presence of the loading hammer Stieg means that both pieces are muzzle-loading. The rifle assured, however, a clear superiority to the French cannon, which had a range of more than twice, around 3 kilometers compared to that supplied to the Austrians. The superiority of fire helped to determine the outcome of the battle that is mentioned here. The paintings arranged in the upper part of the central hall are of particular interest. The rural environment, dominated by the fortress and the castle in Solferino, that was depicted by Carlo Bossoli, is in contrast with the beautiful painting of the assault of the Zouaves, where the green of the Moravian hills alternates with the red baggy trousers of the French soldiers who advance to the assault. To these paintings are added to the 6 more pictures by the Venetian Giulio Carlini, who here fully manifested his talents as a skilled portraitist, immortalizing the 6 generals who were at the head of the French troops in the battle in Solferino and in San Martino. Standing in front of the window that is located between the 2 doors leading to the 3rd room, we can see an order signed by Napoleon III on the lectern, which is dated 11 June 1859, relating to the initial moments of the campaign of 1859. In the same showcase, on our right, our attention is drawn by a Persian newspaper in Arabic script, in which 3 pieces of news related to the battle in Solferino and San Martino is given, what reflects the international importance of the consequences of the battle on 24th June 1859. Just entering the 3rd room, we find the rich windows placed in front of ours on the east wall, where are neatly exposed weapons and accoutrements belonging to the Italian, French and Austrian armies. Among the Italian weapons, we note the model 1860 infantry rifle or musket. Among the French, the model 1853 rifle supplied to the Zouaves, the heavy cavalry sabre, and on the lectern, the model 1821 dagger for troops by feet deserve at least to be remembered. Among the Austrian arms, the model 1854 rifle. the metallic glint of armors belonging respectively to the 100 guards and to the cuirassiers of the French army stands on the left wall. Before leaving this room, in the window between the two doors, we can see an admission ticket for the military hospital and for the use of the military ambulance and an order of requisition of means to transport the wounded. Evidences of the very few and insufficient instruments that were then present to the rescue and to take care of the injured people, as dramatically remarked in those days by the sensitive soul of Henri Dunant, who envisioned here the birth of the Red Cross.